For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill as we continue our broadcast from Kansas City, Missouri, as we talk to the folks at Winfield United. Randy Welch joining us, National Alfalfa Agronomist. And Randy, talking alfalfa, and it's great. We get to talk alfalfa in central Minnesota. We got a lot of it. We got a lot of dairy producers out there. Very important for them to have some high-quality forage.
Well, absolutely. Alfalfa is a crop, I always like to say, the farmers love to hate it, right? We love it when we're feeding it to dairy cows. It's sometimes a hard crop to put up. It's got to be cut three or four times a year. But, you know, when you get that alfalfa, good quality alfalfa in a dairy herd, and that alfalfa is good quality, there's nothing better.
We're seeing alfalfa, especially here with Harv Extra, this brand, and we've talked in the past about flexibility, and really it comes down to having your cows digest it at a better rate, and it's going to equate into more milk for you guys as well.
So the thing about Harv Extra that's really exciting, that we think that farmers are going to want to start using this technology, is there's a couple really cool things going on here. Number one is we've changed or modified the way that the plant makes lignin. And lignin, think about lignin as like wood fiber. If you're going to feed a bunch of wood fiber to dairy animals, it obviously would not be much production in that material. So what we've done is modified or changed the way that the plant makes that lignin. And in that process, we've increased the digestibility, or the digestibility of the NDF, or the fiber that plant is actually making. And we can measure it both in higher RFQ and higher RFV in alfalfa samples. So this small change in lignin means a corresponding increase in digestibility. Now the other interesting side notes to Harv Extra is that this also allows us to cut alfalfa a few days later. So rather than cutting alfalfa currently, where a lot of producers are cutting alfalfa four, five, or six times a year, we may be able to go and take one of those cuttings out of that cutting sequence and cut alfalfa a little bit later. So normally what we're doing with alfalfa in the Midwest is probably cutting alfalfa 28, maybe 30 days. With Harv Extra, we may be able to go out to 32, 34 day cutting cycles. And in many cases, on many farms, we'll be able to take that one less cutting of alfalfa. So a lot of our producers are telling us it may cost somewhere between $50, $60, $70, maybe $80 an acre to harvest alfalfa per acre right now. Think about the cost savings when we can take out one of those cutting sequences out of your harvest operation. It is a tremendous potential value simply on reducing the cutting. And then the quality piece of this, if you look at the improved quality, we have excellent quality with the Harv Extra product. And the neat thing about the improving the quality is that we can cut later and also have high quality, but then also increase our yield in the process. Alfalfa yields have steadily been declining in the U.S. Our declining yields in many cases have been because we've been cutting this alfalfa so aggressively. And you know what Grandpa said sometimes about cutting alfalfa, one more cutting, really does not hold true anymore. And the challenge is that producers, the modern dairy operations, when we have individual animals in these herds that are hitting 120, 130, I talk to guys who are getting 150 pounds of milk per animal per cow per day, you have to be putting every mouthful of feed has to be good quality stuff. And so this idea of having higher quality forage, just cutting it more and more frequently, we've kind of run to the end of the treadmill on that. So what Harv Extra helps us do is to allow us to cut that alfalfa on a more lenient basis, but still get very high quality forage and potentially reducing our harvest costs, and at the same time having very high quality yield. So we are really excited about Harv Extra. It is probably the single most important technology that's come to the market in really the last 25 years. Come full circle on this, the products that are available in the Cropland label will be Harvitron, Megatron, and Driver are the varieties. Harv Extra is the trait, just to be clear on that.
And you talk about this, I'm glad you mentioned yield too. The producer isn't sacrificing anything on that side of the spectrum.
There's no loss in forage yield. One of the neat things about this is that we're going to be able to time up your last cutting in the fall of the year, and certainly in St. Cloud, Minnesota. One of the things that we're always concerned about is winter injury on alfalfa. And so one of the struggles, in my opinion, after working with alfalfa for 25 plus years now, is that we need to be very careful with our fall cutting. And the fall cutting is so critical, because if that alfalfa plant does not lay down enough energy in the fall of the year, the likelihood that that plant will die over winter goes up significantly. So open winters, icing conditions, we need to be very aware that last cutting sets us up for either good or bad situations in the fall. What Harv Extra will allow us to do is to time up our last cutting right at the end of August, and we can still maximize our yield and still take that end of August cutting. So we're really excited from a management standpoint, production standpoint, the ability to have flexibility of harvest, to potentially reduce one cutting and still a very high yielding alfalfa, all exciting topics with Harvextra.
Randy, finally too, to mention, there are some items out there people can use to increase digestibility, but this method here, it's going to be more cost effective, isn't it?
Well, I think nutritionists have struggled with this over the years, is that as a nutritionist, you can really balance a diet of the requirements for digestible fiber. You can basically end up where you need to go and in various ways. And if you don't have digestible forages, you basically pull those forages out of the diet and you put a concentrate in the diet. And what that means when you put a concentrate in the diet, it will probably bring up the cost of that dairy diet, which brings up the cost of your milk production. So our point is with Harvextra, this may be a product on many farms which will reduce their cost of production because you can put more highly digestible alfalfa in the diet, potentially feeding higher cost concentrates to those dairy animals.
Randy Welch joining us here on CASM Radio, National Alfalfa Agronomist with Winfield United. Here on CASM Radio as we broadcast from Kansas City, Missouri.